previously on our serial. Okay, let's not even start that. Instead, how about we turn to the vomit green skies of the remote planet Zorblongia, in orbit around the similarly colored Zorg star. The toxic fumes that pass for clouds here are unexpectedly pierced by a weirdly rinky-dink spaceship, traveling at astounding speed. Yes, the Infinitude, currently housing all our heroes, and I do mean all of them. It touches down smoothly in front of the Zorblong Parliament, which appears to be currently in session, judging from the high-pitched chittering emerging from within. Wisely donning gas masks as a precaution, all but Eggshell exit and approach the magnificent edifice. Betsy knocks on the front gates with her knee.
Behold, the Right Honorable Prime Minister of Zorblongia.
Hello, humans! I am... sometimes referred to as...
Could we just call you Your Excellency?
If you like. So, you are associates of the infamous...
Only some of us.
Have you come to take him away?
Why'd you ask?
We'd meant to execute him for his damnable Machiavellianism, which has given all Zorblongs a bad name, as soon as he was repatriated, but discovered to our consternation that the Zorblong criminal code contained no provisions for this charge. So we were forced to release him, and since then he has been back to his old ways. He's presently leader of the opposition. I fear if he is not removed presently, he may have my job before long. That would suck.
Yeah, I guess it would. Zorblong politics, huh?
Just be glad you never have to hear about Zorblong turn-ons.
Oh, ew!
Do you have an answer? I have many demands on my time.
I'm sure you do, Your Excellency. If necessary, yes, we would take him with us. It's about...
Go get him! I don't care if he's in the middle of another speech about zoning laws!
Right away.
You, sure this was such a good idea, sister?
You know anyone else who might know how to get to the Godsphere?
I'm still shocked these critters even know how to talk.
Critter? For your information, Zorblong civilization has not experienced any major upheavals in 5 millennia! What's the counter for yours? Still zero, right?
I ain't gonna debate the worth of the human race with the representative of a species whose main form of expression is vomit.
This had better be good!
Hey, it's him! I'd know those tentacles anywhere!
Look at all of you! Have you all banded together to fight a common enemy, or some such ridiculous thing?
We need you to point the way. The fate of the universe is at stake here, and I'm not exaggerating for effect.
Any grand master plan that I am not aware of must be ultimately insignificant.
Actually, compared to this guy, you're pretty small time.
What? You brainless primate! I will make you eat those words! Delicately seasoned with your own spinal fluid!
Could you stop that? You're an embarrassment to our race! Go with them, won't you? And do all Zorblongity a favor!
I am the greatest thing to happen to Zorblongity since Carapace Lotion!
Oh, God, no, I'd forgotten.
What was that?
Sounded ominous.
Prime Minister, all the readings are going haywire! Something is taking place in the Apex!
Something?
The energy signature is consistent with celestial regime change.
That's real specific. Wait. Oh, no.
I'll bet it's your doing.
What do I care for those squabbling fools up there? Zorblongity should not be troubled. Ah! Put me down, you!
Quick, back to the ship. Don't have to say it twice.
Wait, what?
For Grudax's sake, kid.
What?
Gray whisks him back to the Infinitude before the assembled Zorblong politicians can react. The instant they step on board, Eggshell, who should probably not be driving, sends the ship rocketing towards its next destination, riding the shockwaves emanating from the Godsphere to clear the planet's orbit. As the distortions grow more intense, however, he struggles to maintain control.
What's going on?
I don't know. That needle's not supposed to spin that far.
What does it mean?
Reality makes no sense anymore?
What a shock.
Hey, if Robertson's Mr. Big Deal God now, can't he just hit us with a big ball of lightning wherever we are?
Lightning? In space? Dude, think about it.
These types don't much care for the laws of physics, or any kind of law, really. Ugh.
Eggshell!
I'm trying, Betsy.
Let me talk, or someone let me talk!
Let him, for Strack's sake! We ain't got a lot of options!
Here you go, Mr. Zorblong. Do you know how we can avoid getting torn into bits by this dimensional shit?
You might try activating the dimension proofing on the console!
Eggshell? Got it.
Whoa! Look at all those weird shapes!
Where are we?
Between universes. God-tech ships have the capacity to navigate normally undetectable quantum pathways in the multiversal supersymmetry. The sheer geometry here would cause most vessels to fold into non-existence.
Good to know. You just keep that switch flipped on there, Eggshell.
Uh-huh.
So, how do we get to the Godsphere from here, then?
If that's your aim, you need only ride the superluminal highway to the apex.
That doesn't sound so bad.
Unfortunately, during times of regime change, restructuring of these pathways is commonplace.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Nothing as easy as what it means. Hey, up ahead. Hang right. Sharp right.
Oh, I can never remember. Which one's right?
Not that one!
The ship abruptly falls off the psychedelic fractal tunnel, careening wildly through unfamiliar stars, before finally diving straight into an oddly perfect-looking planet, and landing smack in a circular lake in the middle of what appears to be a large urban plaza. Thoroughly scrambled but alive, they emerge and look around at the impressive architecture. A 10-story high statue with familiar features attracts their attention.
Hey, is that...
Holy hell. That little knee-biter's really gone off the deep end. How'd you get that built so quick, anyway?
Don't ask me. Don't even know where we are. Zorblong?
The instrumentation is badly damaged. Not to mention it's not designed with tendril accessibility in mind.
What does that mean? That can't be right.
210,857? Are those the coordinates?
No.
Could you not pause dramatically? Say what it is already! Oh, no.
That's the relative chronometer, meaning...
210,000 years? We missed 210,000 years?
Yes.
Hecate, I can't believe it. So Robertson's been God for that long? I'm kind of surprised the universe is still whole.
Robertson? Who is he?
Who is he? You mean you don't worship him?
Who else would we worship but Offson?
Boisson?
Hey, that sounds like... Oh. Golly, look at that statue. You know, that's a pretty good likeness.
Boisson! Lord!
Okay.
Wow, he really did it. Little guy was always talking about taking over the universe for peace and all, but I never thought...
How dare he! The insolence! The unconscionable insolence!
I pay obeisance to you, Lord. Grant me a boon if I am worthy.
Oh, sure. Here.
My gratitude is boundless. What is it, O Lord?
An astrotart wrapper. Put anything in it, and it'll turn into gold.
Oh, I will try it right now.
Go, mortal. Good luck. What? I had to get him to go away, didn't I?
It's okay, Eggshell. I guess that proves it. I don't know how he did it, but Anderson got what he wanted. All he wanted.
Analysis of aether wire transmissions indicate that there have been no armed conflicts or large-scale calamities for at least 100,000 human years!
Peace, huh? How about that? Yeah, but at what cost? Zorblong?
According to these readings, God-tech is almost omnipresent throughout the cosmos. The Tyke must be enforcing his utopia through sheer force and terror. Curse him, he won't stop stealing from my playbook!
What's the matter, kid? Try not to look at the statue.
It's all gone, isn't it? Everybody we know, all the Association guys, all the Strega guys, all the Yeriton Lafferty's, the Jawbone Lafferty's, too, not to mention... Shit! Bernice! They're all dead, man. They're not even molecules anymore.
Get a hold of yourself. You're alive, ain't ya? You're fucking Rip Van Winkle times 5 million.
Oh, it sucks being Rip Van Winkle, dude. And this sucks 5 million times more.
Come on now. It's not all bad. At least that girlfriend of yours is fine. being fictitious and all.
How could you say that? I got pictures.
Uh-huh. Where?
Back home, I guess.
Then you don't got pictures.
Dude! What are we gonna do?
Hey, what's wrong with you, Hector? Aren't you gonna comfort him?
What do you think I was doing? There, there. And don't you call me that, you junior, not even a space witch.
You!
Yeah, he's a sweetheart. Guys, come on now. Let's not fight. We still have a job to do.
What's that exactly? You think Anderson's just gonna give it up when we show up at his doorstep? After who knows how many eons? Y'all are dreaming.
I think we need to reconsider our approach.
Oh no! That's grown-up code for quitting, isn't it?
You can if you like. I'm not gonna stop till I get to see the little pile of fuchsia that used to be Robertson. Probably throw it in the nearest garbage disposal, too.
Girl! Remind me to never get on your bad side.
I could have told you that.
Quiet, you! Just because I'm not trying to kill you doesn't mean I can stand the sight of you.
Ahem! If I may interject!
I'm starting to regret bringing this guy along now.
I believe we have an asset in our favor. The duplicate tyke right here.
Who? Me?
If it is cunningly deployed, we seven may be able to dethrone this false god, provided that all those in bar follow the plan of action precisely, of course.
What plan of action would that be? Yours?
But of course!
I'm not sure about this.
I don't know. Guess it sounds legit to me.
No one is reassured by this. But not even the Zorblong suspects the true extent of Orpheus's firmly cemented hold over reality, directed from his unfathomably massive apex complex, a sprawling fortress that spans the entire former Godsphere.
How is it so big?
Gods build big, apparently.
I don't remember any of this shit being here. You sure we're in the Godsphere?
Evidently, Anderson has been busy renovating. It does not change our stratagem. You all know your parts, I hope.
Don't talk down to me, okay? I know what I have to do.
And that's not rushing straight for the throne room and blasting the hell out of anybody there. Just checking.
I still don't know how you expect me to convince anyone, Zorblong. Any god will see right through the trick, right away.
You may be giving these so-called divinities too much credit.
Hey, who's down there?
Hide!
Hey, don't leave me!
What about me?
Now's your chance, Eggshell. Knock him dead.
Wait, I thought we were doing non-violence.
Is that you, Lord?
Metaphor.
Oh, hi, Lord. I didn't know you were back.
Then you are poorly informed, are you not?
Yeah, sorry.
This will not do. We shall proceed to the throne room for a public humiliation ceremony.
Yeah, okay, Lord.
You lead the way. Prove to me you have basic competency, at least.
Oh, I got that. Easy.
The unshaven, glassy-eyed god of no-good lazy slackers leads Eggshell through the labyrinthine building, filled with various wonders, which the teenager tries his best not to be impressed by.
Oh, the chimp room. Efficient as ever.
I guess one of these days the type of the complete works of Shakespeare. But it seems like a lot of trouble when we could just go and buy them. Hell, we don't even have to buy anything, do we?
That is quite enough out of you. Do not question the will of God. Let us proceed.
Well, the throne room's right through here. See, I do know things.
Mm-hmm. Very impressive, underling. You have earned yourself a reprieve.
Hey, all right.
And you just lost it. Go stand in the corner until I...
Orpheus! Is that you?
Yes, darling.
Hey, you're back early. How long was it for you?
Oh, a week. Probably more like 2 weeks, or not quite. On balance, I will settle for 1.5.
That's kind of weird. It's been 1.5 years up here, Lord. Doesn't it usually run the other way?
Shows what you know. Oh, did I not send you to the corner?
Ugh, Gus is just the worst. You gotta tell him everything twice. Isn't it about time you, like, disintegrated him again?
What? Come on. It hasn't even been a decade.
It seems fitting. Though, maybe not right now.
Seriously? Like, since when do you hold off on giving people what they got coming? Oh, great Orphzon.
I am somewhat drained by my campaigning. I am not sure I could summon a suitably spectacular lightning blast.
What the hell? You're fucking Orphzon. You're God. God doesn't get drained. Hey, you know, that's pretty fishy.
There is nothing even remotely piscine about me. For that, you insignificant speck of a god, I will severely chastise you.
Not much of a god of everything, huh? Tell me you can make some sparkles or smoker shit at least.
Do not test me.
Orpheus.
Wow, nothing, huh? Hey, maybe folks up here wouldn't mind some new management after all this time. I think I'd do okay. First thing, I think I'll change the mirrored hall.
Golly, did I do that?
No, because you're not Orpheus at all, are you, Guy?
I am, too. Just not the Orpheus you're, involved with. Is that obvious?
Kinda. I mean, even Gus picked up on it. You know, if I hadn't blown him up, you'd be pretty fucked.
I presumed. Much appreciated, Countess.
Technically, I relinquished that title when I, like, became a god, but that's neither here nor, you know, there. The thing is, you owe me, fake Orpheus. If I wanted to, I could just turn you in and get you sent to the duplicate dungeon where our lord sticks all of his doppelgangers.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Can you imagine what it does to a god's image to have a bunch of his lookalikes running around doing stupid teenager shit? It's a whole thing.
May I ask, how long have you and he been together?
A few thousand years? Up here, not bad. You know, as relationships go, we get a few centuries where we don't, like, really talk. Then we're just all over each other again. It's kind of, like, in between right now.
Doesn't it get a little tiresome?
Being married to a god? Think about it, Guy. It fucking rocks. Even when it, like, doesn't.
So, wait, why won't you turn me in?
Because you're new. And I want to have something over that grinning Scottish stupid ass.
That's very reassuring. But you'll assist me in impersonating the other Orpheus, then? For the moment.
Yeah, sure. Just don't tell me why. Because then I might realize it's a terrible idea.
Terrific. That's the throne there, then.
That is, Guy. If you use any more contractions, I swear I'm gonna freak out.
Eggshell gets acquainted with his borrowed seating arrangement, while Comtesse generally gives him more tips on mimicking her godly consort, seeming to display more genuine interest than she has in a few centuries. As for the rest of our heroes, we find them descending further into the bowels of the Apex, pushing aside thick tangles of machinery en route to an unknown goal.
Faster! Faster, humans! I don't expect to be able to fool them for very long!
Wait, you deliberately hung the poor kid out to dry? You little...
Where's your spirit of self-sacrifice there? Don't you want to depose this despicable divine dictator?
Points for alliteration there, minus a lot for amorality. How could you?
Don't pretend you care. We're all here for a goal, like Miss Osterhelm.
Shut up.
Look here. What's this? Some weird kind of door?
Clearly the way forward! Do not hesitate!
I don't know. My granddaddy always told me not to...
Let's go.
Thank you. Never thought I'd say that. I swear if those mutant gophers hadn't already done any of your granddaddy, I'd do the job myself.
Hey! Look, I don't need no sage grandfatherly advice to tell me when going through strange doors hidden in deep in the recesses of divine buildings ain't something that should be done without some due consideration first.
There. I considered it. Damn, sister.
Well, I still don't think it's a good idea.
Oh, of course. This is just the kind of door that waits until we're through to close behind us. You better know what you're saying, Zorblong.
What the hell is this place? I can't see a thing.
Welcome to my world. Just hope nobody sneaks up on me.
For whoever's sake, kid, stop bitching.
I don't bitch. I whine.
Those are fucking synonyms.
I don't think they are.
You stay out of this. Does anybody have a flashlight?
Ain't you two supposed to be ready for anything?
In case you ain't noticed, I'm still dressed for Anderson's fucking fancy dress shindig.
Oh, I've noticed. You smell worse than Daddy's stable.
Why are you standing around like a group of cretins? At least try to pretend you are not a group of cretins.
That's it. Gladys, put him in the bag.
No! Never again!
Will you be quiet until we ask you something?
Yes.
All right. Gladys, never mind. Gladys? Gladys?
Hey! I found a path! Except it only leads to a whole bunch of other paths?
Oh, I get it! It's a maze!
Of course it is. All right, well, we'll proceed carefully. Everyone stay close.
You guys hear that?
Footsteps. I heard him 2 minutes ago.
Let me guess. Sheriff's in.
Eyes adjusted a bit. I can see him. Walks kind of funny.
Maybe he's the god of funny walks. Should be a pushover.
He doesn't look like a god. Doesn't even really look human. Dressed all in white. Is that a milkman hat?
Oh, shit. You said shit.
If there's any time to start swearing, it's when you're stuck in a pitch-black maze in another dimension with an implacable, unkillable milkman.
Wait, what? Are you kidding me?
Nope. He killed 2 witches and shrugged off a mop, a ray gun beam, and a kazoo of death.
Wow, a mop, huh?
Why do I ask?
He's coming. Better figure out what the fuck our plan is.
Maybe we can reason with him.
I don't think he does reason. Not to mention he might still hold a grudge from before.
It's been thousands of years, sister. I doubt he even remembers.
Witches! Oh, how I've waited for this day.
Ah!
Hey, wait for me!
You'll have to do better than that.
You're joking, right? I fucking killed you, motherfucker!
Incorrect.
Ah!
Oh, fuck this. The kid had the right idea. Move!
What about Judith?
She'll be fine. She always turns up again. Just don't drop the Zorblong, all right?
Does nobody remember I can fly?
All right. I think we lost him.
I can't believe I did that. I ran like a dirty, no-good dude.
Well, the doppelganger was telling me where he's from. You're one of us. Gotta say, I can picture it.
If you really want to start this, I met the other you there, too. Hector. He was a warlock, a bit thick-headed, but not a bad guy. See, I used to think there was no hope for our miserable fucking universe. Looking that horrible other me in the eyes, though, I got what I guess you'd call an epiphany. I think we really can choose what kind of universe we want to live in. Doesn't matter who you are, what you've done, just where you stand when it comes down to it.
Yeah. Well, what the? Is that?
No, he doesn't laugh. Ugh, what is that stench?
Could you give it a rest?
No, not you. It's like methane mingled with sweaty socks and rotten vegetables.
Arugula, that seems to be the consensus.
I know that voice. Not the living fart. Snothelm?
Precisely. Is that a Zorblong? Goodness, I've not seen one in so very long. True, down here, there isn't such a very great deal to see. And I have no ocular nerves, but even so.
How very uninteresting. If you wish to be useful, you gaseous fuddy-duddy, you might tell us where the fulcrum is located.
The fulcrum? You mean the very nucleus of the godsphere, the single hyper-concentrated particle of space-time that holds the entire supersymmetry of reality together?
What other one could I mean?
Be nice. The guy's lonely.
No, really, the milkman is surprisingly good company. I am one of the few beings in existence that he cannot kill with his bare hands, so we get along swimmingly. Anyhow, regarding the fulcrum...
Yes?
It is to be found at the center of the labyrinth.
Makes sense. All right, terrific. Be seeing you, or more likely not.
There is one snag, old fellow. This labyrinth spans the apex building's entire lower level. It might well be years before you find your way there, if you manage it at all.
No way Eggshell will hold out that long. And there's the milkman, too?
Yes, it does look rather grim for your mission, noble as it is. You could always just surrender and accept that an eternal 13-year-old with a totalitarian streak and an acne issue unsolvable by any conceivable means runs creation and doesn't do such a bad job of it on the whole. I'll give him that.
Never! We must achieve our goal! We must!
Not bad, Critter. You considered a career as a motivational speaker?
Briefly.
All right, I guess we better get moving.
Yeah, better.
Toodaloo!
See ya, mister. I just hope Gladys and the others are all right.
Hey, she's with the kid. I trust him with my life. If the choice was between him and a murderous superhuman milkman.
I can never tell if you two hate each other or... I don't even know.
He's my partner. Even if we ain't dudes no more, that's something that don't ever change. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Alone again, Potiphar. Where was I? Oh, yes. Zugzwang. Zwinger? Zygapophysis. Zygomatic. Zygote. Zymogram. Zythology. Very nice. Now, once more. Aardvark. Adonite. Abacus.
The most socially conservative sentient cloud of gas in the Godsphere continues his tedious recitation in solitude, though we will thankfully be spared the rest. Instead, let's check in on Eggshell in the impossibly splendid Celestial Throne Room, currently receiving a Waldemar Forrester doppelganger with a mildly suspicious McCoyd and a nervous Comtesse in attendance.
Waldemar 74, report!
Yes, I most certainly will, most excellent master.
He is not your master, underling. Remember always that you answer to me, your god.
Nice touch there, oh lord.
Thank you, my consort.
Of course, of course. I am infinitely apologetic for my transgression.
Naturally. What do you have to say, then?
The universe designated Z-29 remains at peace. There are no disturbances or serious challenges to your authority, Master.
Z-29. Which was that again?
Surely you know, Lord.
Being omniscient.
Of course. I am testing Vladimir here. He seems a little off.
Oh.
You mean Waldemar, Lord.
That was also a test. Why do you persist in questioning me, McCoy? It is almost as if you were undermining my divine authority, given me by myself.
Pardon me, Lord. That was not my intention.
For McCoy? Really?
Enough of this foolishness. I, being the omnipotent being that I am, have important business to attend to.
Yes, might I speak to you in private, Lord?
Anything you want to say, you can say in front of my consort.
What about me? Does anyone remember I exist?
That is not our customary arrangement, Lord.
Have it out, McCoy. What do you have to say to me? Me, Orphson, god of everything? Ooh. See, I startled myself with my own grandiosity. Now, out with it.
Hello?
Oh, do shut up. I'll put it bluntly. You're not Orphson.
Oh, shit.
How can you say that?
Come off it. It's obvious. I didn't suspect at first because of how blatant it seemed. Nice touch, that.
Thank you. It was all on purpose.
Hey, I'm sure. I can only assume you're affiliated with those other time-displaced mortals. I really don't know what you're planning to accomplish, but whatever it was, it's bye-bye now. off to the duplicate dungeon with you.
No! You can't! You want to throw away our best chance in millennia? You stupid...
As for you, m'lady, I'm sure our lord will be very disappointed to hear of your siding against him in a conspiracy against the Godhead.
Why, you piece of slimy shit the chauffeur wipes off the seat cushions!
Lovely. Now...
Wait, I can explain every... Oh no, not him!
What are you doing at a labyrinth, milkman? Get back this instant!
Milkman?
That felt good! Who's next?
Oh dearie. Lord help us, the milkman's gone berserk. Anyone remember how to shut him off?
There is no shutting me off. I'm looking for a woman, see?
Yeah, sorry, but I don't think the whole milkman thing is gonna help you there.
No! This woman, she drives me insane!
Oh, is she like tall, brunette, pouts a lot?
Yes!
Okay, that Judith chick, she's kinda got that effect. It's all like feminine wiles and shit.
Did you see Judith?
Judith Osterheld. That means...
Hey, you with the cap. Wanna wrap this up? I have a feeling the Godsphere isn't big enough for the both of us.
A showdown! Oh, there can be no point. I cannot be killed. You, on the other hand.
Okay then, no guns. I'm done with all that anyway. You know what? Why don't we go talk somewhere more private?
What?
Come on, you know you're a handsome man, don't you?
I don't understand. Are you displaying sexual interest in me?
You're a real romantic, huh?
I am a humanoid avatar of entropy. Romance is not in my purview.
Well, do you know that for sure?
That room there?
Uh-huh. Let's go, big fella.
What the...
Wow, she really is good. I should have taken more lessons from her.
I don't get it. What just happened?
It'll make sense when you're older.
Are the...
Well, no one has to worry about him anymore. I found his off switch.
What did I tell you? Feminine wiles, bitch!
He wasn't actually so... Oh.
Hello, Judith.
Oh, no. I promised I wouldn't.
Please, just tell me. Just tell me how you feel. I spent eons debating with myself about it. There are 15 schools of thought currently.
I...
Wait! We will return to this long-awaited moment very soon. But first, another event deserves our attention. At the grandiose plaza where our heroes first landed in this grim future, Orphzon himself, accompanied as ever by Lamont, warps in with great pomp and regards his own massive statue.
A passable likeness. Where precisely are we, Lamont? It seems quite well converted already.
Believe it or not, Lord, this is A01, our natal dimension.
Yes, I knew that. It has been a long time. But it is certainly far better than it was before.
That goes without stating, O Lord.
I wonder if we might visit the old institute.
Eh, you there?
Who are you? You dare address me, god of this world and every world, in this manner?
Oh, I dare. Here, you can have this back.
What is it?
A godly item, you said. Wrap anything in it, it'll turn to gold, you said. Well, guess what? We may hazard a guess. The metamorphization was not achieved. Damn right! See if I ever listen to any gods again.
I never gave you this or said any such thing. There is some trickery here.
Sure there is. And it's all yours, Orson. Humph. Feeling good about yourself, I hope?
Shall we effect his extermination, O Lord?
Perhaps later. This is concerning news. Could there be a duplicate running loose?
We thought your lordship had rounded down each and every one.
I as well. Regardless, we should return to the Apex with haste. I have, for lack of a more creative term, a bad feeling about this.
That puts us in mind of a rap we composed on the theme of that ancient saga. It goes something like...
Must you always threaten to rap, Lamont? Killing you is such a nuisance.
Wolfson! Wait! Did you just turn that guy into a little clump of future shit?
Yes, but do not worry. He will be back. He always is. Farewell, mortal.
With a somewhat less spirited wave than before, he vanishes, leaving the befuddled bystander to examine the pile of clom that was formerly, and will eventually again be, Lamont. Meanwhile, or whatever, Brown and Gladys are stumbling around the deepest part of the Apex's labyrinth, still fearing the milkman they do not know has already been decommissioned.
So, you ran into him before, huh?
Unfortunately. Not for very long, but it wasn't an experience I'd care to repeat.
Yeah, I get that. Besides that, though, you've been good since... Oh, gosh, since Nodos?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess on the whole, not too bad. How about you?
Not great, honestly. I did get a change of clothes, though, so I guess I did better than the geezer.
I noticed. Deputy, huh?
Yeah, for like 2 days. But it was fun, apart from Judith pushing me around and everything.
So you didn't mind working for the law, huh?
Okay, I'll be honest with you. I'm not, strictly speaking, a hardened mercenary.
I knew it!
Okay, it's just a job, all right? And, if you'd like, you can call me Frank.
Really? Frank? Okay, that's a bit weird.
Yeah, you're right. Just stick to dude if you want.
Well, I guess I could get used to it, but,
You feel that? Feels weird.
Hey, it ain't so dark anymore all of a sudden. This almost looks like... Oh, what the hell?
Hey, it's nice. Look at all the flowers. And, hey, look, there's people. Little people. They look like space scouts.
Oh, no. We're in Purple Pansy Hill back home. See? There. That's little Gladys.
Aww. Wait. How is that possible?
More freaky god stuff. It's opening up our memories. This is what I was going to tell you about when...
That sleep stick psycho interrupted. Yeah, I remember. Huh. Well, guess you're saved the trouble now.
No, don't look. You won't ever see me the same way again.
To be honest, after the whole Snate thing, I thought I wouldn't see you again ever. So it's not really such a big deal.
Look, okay, I'll tell you. There's our troop leader, Pauline Sawyer. She was just the best at everything, and I was always lagging behind. She'd found a rare silver bead bug in perfect condition. Just what she needed for her insectology badge. Oh, I was so mad. It was so unfair, I thought. Why'd she get all the good stuff? So, that night, when we'd all gone to sleep in our tents, I snuck into hers and stole it. I stole it! I made it seem like some critter had opened the tent and taken it with her supplies. No one suspected a thing. I waited a few weeks, then turned it in as my own. She never knew. I got the badge, but it always felt poison to me. I knew I'd done something wrong. Something unbecoming of a space scout.
I mean... You do look pretty diabolical there for a kid. Give Orpheus a run for his money.
Oh.
Really nice staging of the supplies and everything, too. Could have fooled me.
Really? No, Gladys. Not a compliment. I'm so ashamed. I wanted to tell somebody, but how? I never told anybody, not even Betsy.
What's the big deal? I mean, you were like, what, 5?
10, but it's okay. I get confused about that sometimes, too.
Sure, 10, but I mean, who cares? It was just a stupid bug.
It was a really nice bug. I've never seen such a nice bug since.
Whatever. It's not like anyone cares anymore. Look, if you talked to this girl, I bet she wouldn't even care.
You think so?
I doubt she'd even remember it. I mean, I wouldn't, but then again, I was never a scout.
Yeah, I got that. But, okay. You really think it's okay?
Sure. I can tell you, you're like definitely in one of the top two most moral people I know.
That's so sweet. Who's the... Oh! Look! It's dissipating!
Well, I guess it's some kind of defensive measure. I'm pretty sure it'd be simpler just to put a really thick door with no handle, though.
Better for us. Now we can get at what's inside.
But, what is inside? Where are we anyway?
Judging from the layout, we must be at the very center of the maze. Talk about luck!
Yeah! How about that? Huh!
Funny, we didn't get any of your memories, come to think of it.
I guess that just ain't how it works. Boy, would you look at that! That's the thingy?
The fulcrum. It must be. The Zorblong said if we pulled that switch, we'd break reality. Even time itself would just lie down and quit. Then we can bring it all back to how it was before.
But wasn't it kind of shitty before?
Well, we can make it a little better, I guess. But I don't think we should just try to solve everybody's problems. That was what Orpheus wanted, and, well...
Yeah, maybe I don't know.
What? Come on! That milkman could be here any second.
I was thinking we could just spin the wheel. Just leave it up to chance, and whatever comes out, that's that.
Are you crazy? What if it makes us all into frogs or something?
Whatever. Can't be a whole lot worse than what we got. Who knows? It might even be better.
You sure?
No. Actually, I think maybe you should stop me.
The dude and the witch stare into the strangely hypnotic dot that lies suspended in a complicated mechanical contraption conveniently outfitted with a switch marked release, the function of which would seem to be obvious. But now, at last, let us return to what you've all been begging to see. Mere moments later, Judith is still paralyzed when faced with a surprisingly earnest god of duplicity.
I... All right. Here's the thing.
What? What?
I think I do really actually like you. Even though you're a smirking divine weirdo. Do you know how scary that is? She asked you a question, dude. You don't have to answer. Just tell me you won't be like the others.
I swear it.
I believe you. Do you think I mean it?
Absolutely.
That's good, then.
It's okay. I've got you. I've got you. It's alright.
Aw, look! That's like the weirdest hug I've ever seen. I dig it.
That's me, girl.
Hey, get behind the throne. It's...
Hello, my love. McCoy, who is...
Oh, Lord... I can explain. This is a mortal woman?
Hold on. Glenda?
Oh, that. No, Mr. and Lord, whatever. My name is Judith Osterheld. My father was Gustav Osterheld. He was killed by the dude in the gray suit. Because of that, I tried to kill him. I failed. Now somehow I've ended up coming here with him to have my revenge on someone else entirely.
Who would that be?
Robertson. I'm guessing you knocked him off to get where you are. That's fine by me.
Actually, it turns out that no matter how hard I tried, he simply would not stay dead. Behold. I did eventually discover a complicated means of gagging him with his own mustache, the results of which you can see for yourself. But if you would like to have a shot at him, you've come a long way, and you are a friend of a man who did me a great service. I will permit it.
Thank you. But no. Thank you. It seems a little silly now.
Wow, Orpheus. She's pretty mature for, like, a total mortal, huh?
Admirable. Very well, back to your kennel. Now, you mentioned the dude in the gray suit was here? Yes, I see him. Whatever is he doing down in the labyrinth? More to the point, how is he still alive? McCoy?
A quantum anomaly, Lord. I don't even fully understand it myself, to be honest.
Well, perhaps he can explain it more satisfactorily.
Hey, what's the big idea, kiddo? We were just getting somewhere.
Eggshell, how did you... Oh.
Eggshell? What is this?
Ah, shit.
Oh, golly. Of course. How did I not... You may come out from there, imposter. Okay. Sorry for pretending to be you, other me. Real nice to meet you finally, though. How do you do? I do quite well, thank you. But this business disturbs me. Is there some ploy at foot here, dude? I command you to speak.
You know, I figured you'd look a little more grown up, given the mileage you've put on, Nihai, but I still can't help but laugh looking at you.
I see that. Just like in my office all those years ago. You never thought I could do this, did you? You looked down on me from the very beginning. Now I look down on you. From the heavens, which I command.
You sound kinda insecure, God.
Why, I...
Do you know what you're doing to the people down there? You've taken everything from them. Everything that makes life worth living. And you say you saved them?
I have saved them. The stability of my reign speaks for itself. I am not obligated to defend it from deranged refugees from a more savage time.
Orpheus? Sorry, I have something to say, too.
What?
Okay. This isn't good. This isn't salvaging reality. I, like, love your whole deluded zealot vibe, but we have just been doing whatever the fuck we wanted all this time. And it's been great. Just don't, like... Say it was all for the good of humanity and everything, because nobody buys it.
How could you say that, my love? What about my vision? What about peace?
I thought peace was just your thing. Like Cheesy Crust Sam's thing is, you know, cheesy crusts.
Ooh, too bad. Even your girlfriend ain't into it. Gotta say, I'm pretty surprised you two are still together. Guess I didn't give you enough credit on that front.
You were all fools. What do you know of being God? I see all, I know all. All there is rests on my shoulders. My judgment is absolute. And I declare that I have made this multiverse greater than it has ever been. You know, I see where you're coming from. I was kind of like that just a little bit ago. So sure that I was going to be the best dude there ever was. Hey, I probably would have been too. But something happened that made me ask myself if I wanted to be a dude at all. Maybe just a thought. You should stop and ask yourself that, too. Why would I wish to become a dude? I am already infinitely superior. I mean, do you want to keep doing what you're doing? If you do, that's okay. But if you don't, you should probably find that out sooner, as opposed to later.
Pretty please, Orpheus. Just, like, think about it.
You really want me to countenance the notion that all these years were for nothing?
Better now than 200,000 years down the line. You can still make amends.
Elaborate, mortal whose face I dimly recall.
Betsy Brackett, former duly deputized agent of the Unholy Order of Space Witches. I'm pretty sure you're the biggest ever offender in the history of criminal law, but I'll cut you some slack. Use your power, restore everything just the way it was, and relinquish your position. We might make a deal.
Tell me. In this hypothetical scenario, who would assume my role? Can you think of any you could entrust with it?
When I was in a slammer, I knew this guy Wombat.
Don't even.
Actually, Lord. Excuse me, I have an idea.
McCoy, I thought you did not.
Not me, no. Oh, dearie, no.
Wait, are you saying...
Attention! The fulcrum has been removed! This entire reality will collapse. in 4.2 seconds.
No! What is that thing? Was it there, like, the whole time?
With the fulcrum released, physical space falls apart, followed shortly by time, rendering all actions meaningless. The ripples of chaos radiate down from the godsphere, far more severe than the shockwaves that herald regime change. Soon, all of creation is caught in a mad limbo zone halfway from nil to eternity. Everything is true, everything is false, nothing makes sense. And so it remains, with none to set things right.
Hello there?
What? Galadus? What are you doing here?
What is that you're saying?
It's what's in the script, of course. That's where it ends. I should probably read the credits now, so if you...
Hey, that's not right.
What the hell does that mean? Is this a convention for people who aren't meant to be here? Or even be able to hear me?
We hear you just fine, mister. You may think just because you got a script and you sound pompous, you can just lord over everybody else, but let me tell you something. We've been going through this all this time while you just sat there and talked about what was happening. And we want an ending, not some stupid cosmic cop-out.
Can I help it if that's what it says? Look, there, see? And then the credits. If you'll let me...
How about now, huh?
Good one.
Now what am I supposed to do? You think I remember all those stupid names off the top of my head?
Here's an idea. Hold off on those credits for now, mister. Finish the story.
Me? I can't. I'm just a goddamn narrator.
Well, then... Wait! I've got it. Narrate. Okay?
Well... Okay. Ahem. Judith blinks her eyes and looks around the throne room, which looks more like it's Grudak's era self than a few moments ago. Or at least, it seemed like a few moments ago, though it may just as easily have been an eternity. She stands up and walks towards the empty throne, feeling the frayed cushion with her hand. Go on, then.
McCoy, what happened?
I have no idea. But... that seat's still yours as it's ever been.
Do you say that to all the girls?
There are no other girls. Only you. Always you.
All right. I'll give it a shot. And you, get over here.
Okay, then. We'll just leave them to it, shall we? Meanwhile, in a seedy alleyway in Strega Minor, the dude in the gray suit is placing a teletalk call, watched by his four confederates. Operator! Give me the dudes association. Assignment desk. Make it collect. Yeah, just do it. Yes, I'll hold. Okay. Yeah, I'd like to talk to boss, dude. Oh, that's a shame. Sure, I'd like to leave a message. All right. Take this down exactly. Go. Fuck. Yourself. Yeah. Say it's from Hector and Frank. He'll know what I mean. Be seeing ya.
Smooth, dude.
Don't know no other way to be.
Back to the ship, then?
Yeah.
Gosh. So weird to be back here. Of course, this dimension is weird to begin with, but still.
I think it may be even weirder than that, kiddo. Who knows what else that big reset changed. Ain't like we had the most precise operator guiding things back to normal.
Hey! Who's bitching now, old man?
I'll tell you one last time. 50...
Hey! Wait! This is Bernice's place! Oh, shit, I forgot all about her! Wait a second, I gotta let her know I'm okay!
Alright, this I want to see.
I don't like saying it, but me too.
Who is it?
Chickpea, it's me! It's Frank!
Chickpea? Of all the...
That's a good pet name, don't judge.
Oh, shit, it really is you.
Well, duh.
Who's there, baby?
Just a second, Steve.
Steve? Steve, the laser crochet guy?
Yeah. Look, you were gone for a while, okay?
But wait.
Excuse me, I'd just like to verify this for the record. You are a real person, correct?
Of course I am. Is this that partner of yours you always complain about?
Uh-huh.
And you were at one point this man's girlfriend, yes?
Yeah, I was.
Well, what do you know? I'm sorry for everything I said, kid. I done you wrong.
I'll say. I never doubted you, Frank.
Oh, you're with somebody too, huh? That's nice. I'm happy for you, Frank.
Oh, we're not.
What do you mean? You denying our love, Frankie?
Yeah, okay. So did you, like, want your stuff?
Oh, that'd be nice. Oh, I really just wanted to check up on you.
Sorry, I gave it all to charity.
Oh.
Hey, I thought you'd been disintegrated. Probably by him.
Decent assumption.
Well, that's all right. I'm glad to see you're doing good. Better get going, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Or we'll be late for our double date.
Double date, huh? Isn't he a bit old for you, miss?
We don't let that bother us.
Good for you. What about you, little guy?
I just tag along to make them uncomfortable.
You sure are good at that, Eggshell. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. All right, Steve?
You okay?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for...
Oh, don't mention it.
Frankie.
Stop, okay? Jess?
Hey, you dropped something? Mint?
Throw it away. I don't need it.
Huh. Okay, then.
I don't get this romance stuff. Is it just something that makes grown-ups act stupid?
You'll understand when you're older.
That's what everybody says.
Hey, guys! We're here!
That was a very long time to be placing a teletalk call!
I had a lot to say, okay?
The navigational guidelines have been set. We may proceed at your discretion, Captain.
Thanks, Zorblong. Those tendrils are pretty great, huh?
Yes. In fact, they are.
Still sticky, though.
Landing gear stowed. We're ready for ascent.
Take us away, Eggshell. A head full.
Wait, where was it we were going again?
Who the fuck knows?
Well, I don't know about all you young folks, but I'm dying to find out. The Infinitude blasts off over the rooftops, breaking into the superluminal highway, next stop everywhere. The grand diorama of universes opens up before them, a rich buffet platter of possibility, and our heroes move eagerly to take a bite. That's a metaphor, in case you didn't get it. And from a dark, anonymous corner, tucked into one of the lower fractal arches, two figures, who look like, but are most certainly not, teenagers, sit and watch the distant speck head to the next glorious adventure.
Makes you think, does it not? What was it all for?
Yeah, but hey, like, it wasn't all bad. We had some pretty good times.
Yes. Yes, we did, my love. Do you know? I think this feels like the end.
No shit.
No shit. CKUT has presented Sojourns in Space Episode 6, The Two Orphei. This serial will not be continued. However, its thrilling successor will soon be on air. Look for it. But for now, might as well do the credits. The episode was written, directed, and edited by Fred Azeredo, produced by Jack Soler, with Ottavio Barboza as creative consultant. The following performers were featured. Oh, I suppose I should let them tell you themselves. Fred Azeredo as the narrator, Gray.
The Zarblanc Porter.
And McQuaid.
Carmen Mancuso as Brown,
the Milkman.
And Waldemar 74.
Zoe Heffring as Gladys Sturgeon and Comtesse Henrietta de Camp.
Gabrielle Germain as Betsy Brackett and the Courtier.
Alice Wu as Judith Osterheld
and the Zorblanc Prime Minister.
Dana Prather as Orpheus Anderson and Eggshell.
Daniel Benjamin Miller as
the Zorblanc
Lamont and Snorro.
Edward Scremida as Lucitizen.
Gus.
God Emperor Torg.
And Steve.
Molly Frost as Bernice.
Thank you!
Yes, sir, you already know what it is.
What it is?
This is THT Entertainment back on CKUT 90.3. My name is Jason Alexander, and my man Colin Hassel on the drums is with me. How are you feeling, bro?
Feeling like a million bucks. Jeez. As usual, brother. We are back, Montreal, for a bit of a different thing this time around. Last month, we rocked and rolled with the Montreal session all month long, and we had a great time, but it's time to get back to an old favorite of ours with the new shit segment. You know, how are you feeling about that, Jay?
I'm feeling damn good, man. We know we always want to tap in with the new things coming out here in Toronto, over Montreal, Vancouver, Ottawa, and all over Canada, and also worldwide, because we got to let y'all know we're going to be hitting you with some World Skip this month as well. With all that said, we ain't wasting no more time. We get into the tunes to kick off the show. Woo!
Go, I won't be stopping till I reach the finish. And whoa, whoa, I got options, I don't be pretending. And no, no, my dogs got cases and most of them pending. And so long, I hope you're ready to ride. She was icy, no goddamn, you the really goddamn, with your hands on me. Smoking on nothing but gas, what you really gonna do when your tank's on me? Moonwalking, I'm a real smooth criminal. Who's talking like I won't do damage, so critical. Blue hundreds, ice, it got me sick.